cats are lazy. That's what someone said to me yesterday. It's not the first time someone said it to me, and it's not the first time I've had to disagree. It's not that journalists are lazy, it's your thinking's just a little bit on the lazy side. There's more news time to fill than ever before, on more channels, on more news spread, even though newspapers are getting smaller in size and decreasing in circulation. The pages that exist that aren't carrying advertising have to be filled with news. But there are fewer journalists to fill that space and that time on the radio and the television. So rather than being out on the beat, too often they're stuck behind desks or computers. And believe me, most of the journalists I know didn't start in their career because they wanted to be behind a desk. So it's not that journalists are lazy. There's more news time to fill, but there's somehow less news. I can listen to something at 7 o'clock in the morning on the radio, and at 6 o'clock in the evening it's still being talked about. Yet I know there are other stories because I go and try and find my news from less predictable places. And I try and find my news from less predictable news providers. And if you are in an organisation who relies or thinks you rely on broadcast or print media to get your word out, remember, you can control a lot of your own media. Journalists aren't lazy. They're under a lot of pressure. And if you're going to work with them, try and help them